after the city conducted outreach to residents and hosted an input session in September. Interim Park City Manager Matt Dias says many residents who live below the Park City Mountain Resort base had concerns about the impacts of tourism and event-related parking on the neighborhood.
We're trying to be responsive to, you know, the balance of being right next to the resort and a lot of trickle down and overflow parking. And then we're using the council meeting to amplify that message again and make sure that it's one last opportunity for residents in that area to be aware of it.
Nearly all Old Town residents currently come under a residential parking permit zone. Under Park City's municipal code, Dias says the city manager has authority to include additional streets and areas in the residential permit zone, though city council will review the program before it's implemented.
I understand there's obviously some conveniences when you're having parties or people over, but most residents in this area were seeking this type of residential protection or quality of life protection. And, you know, we're always trying to strike a balance between the commercial interest in town, the tourism interest in town, and our quality of life.
City staff plans to install signage in early November designating the new residential parking zone G. The zone specifically includes the area north of 12th Street, south of Deer Valley Drive, west of Park Avenue, and east of Empire Avenue. Staff will also provide instructions about obtaining a permit and alternative places to park. Then enforcement will begin in December. Park City Parking Manager Johnny Wasden says currently residents don't need to pay for a permit, only provide proof of residency, and apply for one. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.